Where am I in Austin? If you are listening to this on Audio Boo, you probably have a better idea than me, because there will be a map with my geotagged position. If you are following the content and interviews and bits and bobs I'm doing in Austin, Texas, South by Southwest, you may be listening to this on shave.com/SXSW, in which case you will definitely know where I am. I'm outside somewhere called Precision Cameras and Video, biggest and the best photo supply store in Austin, and it's got everything. It's like an Aladdin's cave in there, and I've purchased a Panasonic GF2 compact and bijou, highly specced, interesting touchscreen, a touchscreen I actually like to use. The focus assist and everything's already good. I'm waiting for a cab. The yellow cab seems to be the only company in existence in Austin, and one's been called. Very nice people in the shop called on for me, because I'm thinking I'm a little bit too far away, having scooted here, to get into the town centre in a good time. That's not me. That's somebody on the phone trying to start a car. There doesn't seem to be any mobile phone laws here, as in driving and talking. Terrible, terrible drivers in Austin. Really bad. Downtown's no doubt going to be a bit gridlocked, but if it gets too bad, I can just jump out and carry on. I had a really nice scoot here. Sun, clean, clear roads, smooth surfaces in some places, then potholes you could hide in others, but I could negotiate them pretty good. And I've enjoyed great coffee, reasonable tacos, fish tacos, interestingly, in the area here. Spent most of the morning waiting in for a parcel that didn't arrive. One parcel did, but the one I was waiting for from King of Shaves hasn't arrived yet, because I was hoping to be able to give out some stuff today. King of Shaves, of course, have paid for me to come here, sponsored me to come here and said, do my thing. And I'm hoping to be able to do more of that this afternoon, when the talks and panels that I flagged will be commencing this morning. Was pretty quiet, not an interesting, but not necessarily relevant to my particular interest. So this afternoon, going to be getting more involved. Last night taught me a lesson. Doesn't matter how much you think you're pacing yourself, always drink less than those around you. I was drinking the same as those around me, and I haven't drunk properly, in inverted commas, for a while. So, and there's something wrong with me when it comes to drinks and hospitality as well. When somebody says, would you like a free cocktail, it's almost like it's genetically impossible for me to say no. Then when you go somewhere else, common sense says to me, stick to the same drink. I've learned many, many times in the past, you don't mix your drinks. But then when somebody says, would you like a free real ale, again, some kind of genetic mechanism kicks in, yes please. Then when somebody says, would you like a free tequila, same again. And that is certainly sealing my fate, and the fate of my head when I woke up this morning at 7 o'clock. The only thing that could cure me was excessive photo editing and uploading, a little bit of writing, and no Iron Brew, as far as the eye can see, which normally is a brilliant cure if you have Iron Brew to hand. Diet Dr. Pepper seemed to do not far off, but now I've got that kind of feeling where I'm getting over the jet lag, and you know when you wake up with a hangover and then it goes and you feel like you've adopted some kind of superhuman power? You haven't. All that energy you've got is just pure glee at not feeling desperately ill. I'm just feeling better and well, not superhuman in any way. I must remember this when I try to party hard later on. I will be drinking alternate glasses of water between drinks, rather than drinking a bathful of water this morning. Rehydrate during the drinking process, not afterwards when your brain has shriveled like a dried walnut. Come on, taxi, otherwise I'm in danger of talking forever. I might just start taking some photographs, play with the camera, set it up. How exciting. New tools, new toys, and a massive new playground in which to try it all out in. Oh, One more thing. If another person says to me, are you from London? Or, where are you from? London? It's weird. We might as well just rename England. The British accent I have just gets a lot of people asking questions. When you're out of town, in town it's pretty normal. Everybody just knows this place is full of foreigners from all over the place because South by Southwest is here. But it's always, are you from England? Are you from London? Where are you from? Are you from London? And I'm thinking, well, there's a lot of people in London, but there is also a lot more land surrounding London in the United Kingdom. So I've just given up now. I just say, yep, without the American accent.